الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to the silsila. A call to righteousness. Neki ki dawat, invitation towards goodness. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam has mentioned that if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah that merciful Allah tabarak wa ta'ala be happy with us, be pleased with us, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, recite salawat, durood upon me in large numbers in this dunya, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatam wa salam alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, in our previous silsilas we discussed about our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, sahaba ikram alim ridwan, about their call to righteousness, how much of difficulties they went through for this duty, obligation upon the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And we learned from last week that every believer is a preacher of the faith of Islam. The scholars use the means of pen. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, our Islamic scholars, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala continue showering his special mercy upon them. Look at Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, over 1,000 books on what? On the rectification for the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Neki ki dawat. So scholars use the pen, and the conquerors, they use the sword. The rulers, they use the strength or force. So everybody does neki ki dawat. Everybody does invitation towards goodness and stop the people from badness according to their strength and capability. But there is one category of people that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has granted a special mercy, a special rahmat. For example, Ala Hazrat Imam al-Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, Khaja Ghan, Khaja Gareeb al-Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Data Ganje Bakhsh rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya, Hazrat Sabir Pak, Hazrat Baba Fariuddin Ganja Shakar rahmatullahi ta'ala, and many thousands of awliya Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given them such a special tongue, such a special wording, that subhanallah azza wa jalla, when we talk, the word reaches from one ear and comes out to the other ear, or merely just people just listen. But subhanallah azza wa jalla, when they talk, it reaches the inner depths of the heart. Yes, their neki ki dawat reaches the inner depths of the heart. There is a total change. People become emotional when the awli Allah, when the friends of Allah, when the chosen ones, the buzugan deen, we call them wali of Allah, when they talk, Allah, something happens within us. Total change. You feel something, some spirituality, something extraordinary, something special. Allahu Akbar. Like it says, it reaches the innermost depth of the heart. Company of flowers changes the color of sesame seeds. Sesame seeds is that seeds that we make oil with it. We use for the purpose of making oil. So the company of the flower, it may change the color of sesame seeds. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, whereas the preaching of others gets to the ear and the mind, but subhanallah azza wa jalla, the preaching of the awliya Allah, they change the color of the heart. Allahu Akbar. They change the color of the heart. Company of flowers change the condition of sesame seeds. The preaching of the awliya Allah changes the color of the heart, the condition of the heart totally. The complete complexion of the heart is changed. Nurani Nur. By the mere sight, the mere glance, the mere speech, the mere action of the friend of Allah. In short, though to command the people towards nekiki dawah, to invite the people towards goodness and to forbid them from evil is one and the same thing. Whether it is done by you or it is done by somebody else, it is nekiki dawah. But subhanAllah, look at the difference. We do nekiki dawah, yes. Maybe it goes to the ear only. But subhanAllah, when the wali of Allah Ta'ala does the same thing, the same nekiki dawah, you say the same thing, he says the same thing, but subhanAllah, it's the total opposite on the condition of the heart. Means when they talk, there is a change, total change of the condition of the heart. Yet it's the same thing. Huh? It's the same bayan, but subhanAllah, when it's performed by a special wali of Allah Ta'ala, it becomes totally, totally different. Allahu Akbar. Even if a poet says, and it's translated in English, that a mere look, a glance of a saintly guide, a wali, is found to be so wonderful, subhanAllah, that it is observed to have transformed altogether the destinies of thousands and thousands of individuals. Their lives have been changed. Allahu Akbar. Views of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, this is the greatness of the awliya Allah. That when they do nekiki dawat, when they do invitation towards goodness, there is the condition of the change of the heart. Because of Madani Channel, those who are maybe watching Madani Channel for the first time, it's possible that maybe you're watching Madani Channel for the first time and maybe you must be noticing that there are some guys with green turbans coming on the channel with a white chadar, and they're talking only about the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, always inviting people towards nekiki dawat, stopping people from badness, inviting them towards goodness. Maybe for the first time, you must be wondering, what is this movement all about? SubhanAllah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala show his special mercy upon Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatu Ma'aliyah. He has transformed not hundreds, not thousands, not millions, multi-millions of people's lives throughout the world and brought them to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawud Islami. Yes, millions and millions. And mashallah, today the message of Dawud Islami has reached almost 200 countries. So you can imagine this person's sincerity. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala continue showering special mercy upon him. His ikhlas, his sincerity, his character, the words of the wali changed millions and millions of lives throughout the world. Alhamdulillah, they have transformed from evil towards goodness, from bay namazi towards namazi, from kufr towards iman. Yes, viewers of Madinah, even people who come in the contact of our muballigin in the form of Madani Kafila, Neki Ki Dawat, they get wealth of iman through this personality. And mashallah, they change their lives. Viewers of Madinah, people watching Madani Channel who never knew about Islam, they found Islam through Madani Channel, the same channel that you are watching at this moment. Alhamdulillah. It's a nekik dawat. Maybe you might be sitting there and saying, okay, Islam brother is sitting in the studio and he's talking and reading a book and saying some few things. But it is a nekik dawat. It's the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and subhanAllah azza wa jalla. Today, which other better way than media? Madani Channel is a media. And it's making a change of millions and millions of lives. So alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, viewers of Madani Channel. When the awliya Allah, when they make the bayan, the speeches, they change the lives and the condition of the lives. Khwaja Gareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala continue showing his special mercy upon him, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala through his sadaqah